This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Precision Pulley and Idler, Columbia Store and Tire, and Worth DMB Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Verduft Agency, Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Prairie City, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are our public safety professionals and volunteers? What kinds of training does a police officer go through? In the ninth part of a 10-part series, let's go in-depth with Chief Dan Losada and Training Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. So, Chief, do different police officers specialize in different things?
Of course they do. We all have our areas of interest, things that we enjoy doing more than others. I have some that enjoy doing traffic, and they're out there doing a lot of traffic enforcement. Others like the investigative portion of it, trying to figure out what happened and how they can prove it. I have one that's into financial crimes. He has a very big interest in that area, and we use him when those cases arise. And the trick for me is identifying each officer's strength and then tailoring what they do to those fit those strengths. So when we do have a financial crime, I try to make sure that one officer gets it to do the follow-ups. It's good for me, it's good for the public, it's good for him.
And so are you taking that into consideration when you make a new hire? Maybe you want to fill in a certain weakness, maybe?
Whenever I do new hires, I always look at their other strengths. We can train a lot of basic policing into people. Our training programs are very good. But I cannot train you to have the special interest in these other areas. So when I'm doing the hiring and when it comes down to final choices, I do look at your hobbies, your secondary interests, to see how those will tailor into the police department, how we can best use them.
Well, Officer Keller, you're the school resource officer. Is kids what you're really interested in helping and working with them? I presume that's one of your specialties anyway.
Oh, definitely. And I think when I got into the school resource officer position, I wasn't sure what all it was going to be involving, I guess. As I've been going along further into the last couple of years, I've been thinking of more plans and things that we can do to kind of help kids out, or presentations that we can do for kids and just get them more involved. That not only them, but just the community as well, their parents. We're still working on a few things upcoming here for this school year that we plan on incorporating with the kids at all levels, hopefully, including more technology awareness, safety, and things like that. Also continuing the ALICE program as well.
Okay, and the ALICE program is the active shooter training program?
That is correct.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the Pleasantville Clinic, Motor and Auto Group, Two Rivers Cooperative, and Tulip City Agency. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golay Heating and Cooling, Hewitt Service Center Monroe, Raymaker Screen Printing, Marion County Auto Body, Central College, Houston's on Main and Milo, and Beauty Is an Aveda Salon.
I continued my conversation with Chief Dan Losada and Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. You seem to be interested in a lot of training and public relations, is that right?
Yes, I like getting the word out for things that interest us or that we feel that the public needs to know about, yes.
Do you think the department does a pretty good job getting the word out?
I think so. With radio and social media, I think we do a pretty good job.
Well, it takes it all.
Yes, I do. Yes, I agree with that. It takes everything to get the word out and talk to people and do stories like this on the radio.
Is there something that in your training that you would like to see added, or do you think it just you've got most of the bases covered?
Oh, the area that I'm most concerned about is mental health. More and more law enforcement across this country is being asked to be mental health first responders. Very few of us have had sufficient training in that area. We need more of that education, that training. And then we need to have more community resources to support us. We might make a good initial contact, and we might learn how to take care of someone in a crisis, but we need to have something to do with them on a long-term basis. And that's a concern nationwide. What good is it if we intercede right now and prevent a problem if tomorrow that same problem's coming back? So we have to find some ways to, as a society, to help take care of these mental health issues that the society is facing right now.
Well, and there's so many different mental health issues. How would you even approach some of the situations? Some of them might be violent. Some of them might just be somebody walking down the street.
You've hit the nail right on the head. When you have one of those issues, a mental health issue, however you define that as, there's an expectation that the law enforcement officer is going to be able to handle that. And it runs the whole gamut from that person that's just sad and depressed to that person who's homicidal or suicidal. And when we're supposed to be able to walk up to that person and immediately recognize what their issue is, diagnose them, come up with a treatment plan, institute that treatment plan, and in a few minutes get them healthy enough that they can go on their way and become productive members of society from this point forward. That's absurd. It's never going to happen. But give me some skills to get through that first initial crisis, and then give me some resources to help that person in the long run, and things are going to be much better as a nation.
It's not going to happen, is it?
No. I'm hopeful that some small parts of it are going to happen. I know that we're getting more training in it, so we're getting that crisis training that we need to see. And there's more community awareness of this. And my hope is at some point, somebody in government, be that state, local, or federal, is going to decide that this is a big enough issue that it's worth throwing some money at to take care of some of these problems. And we start getting some community-based treatments or some community resources to deal with the mental health problems that face this country.
I think people recognize that it's a problem, but nobody's put together an effort at either the federal or state level for it to happen.
And my hope is that that's going to change. And we're working on that as organizations. You know, the law enforcement organizations around the country have been talking with their politicians, their lobbyists, to say these are areas that we need to address at a national level. Just that so far, it's not falling on people's ears that want to do anything about it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by West End Auto, Winfield Funeral Home, Harold Trailer Sales Indianola, PCM Schools, Knoxville Farm and Home, McCoy True Value, and Bob's Handyman Services. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Hubes Garage, Sheriff Jason Sandholt and the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Melcher Dallas Schools, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Barn Builders, and Bertrand Monuments.
I continued my conversation with Chief Dan Lasada and Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. Have you had much training with mental health?
More so recently. We've been just doing a little bit more. I think we had someone come and talk to all the police officers for in-service training. But when we look at training that's going on around in our area, there's nothing really offered for that. I think we have to seek it almost out of state if we're going to go to something, because even the Des Moines area, I don't see very many training programs that are going on involving mental health, especially geared for law enforcement officers.
So I'm presuming you just approach the situation with caution, common sense, and empathy as required?
Definitely. And every situation is different, just like most calls and situations we deal with. You know, some of it's experience. I feel better suited, I guess, dealing with people that might have mental illnesses than when I did the first day I started. You know, when you start talking to people and dealing with so many different situations, you kind of understand the different types of mental illness that you're dealing with a little bit. You know, whether you're doing the right thing and helping them get to where they need to go, you know, that's, we never know if we're winning, really, because even if you take them to the hospital, you get them help, they get sent somewhere, we don't know what's going on when they come back and they're released back into the streets, back to their residences, and then maybe the next week we deal with the exact same problem again.
I know we have a recent case here where we had somebody dealing with some mental health issues that led to an overdose, a suicide attempt. And we took them to the hospital to get them treated. And before the officers left the scene where the attempt took place, the person had been to the hospital, treated by the hospital, and released by the hospital, and was back home. So before we had even started our paperwork, the medical professionals had decided that they had done everything they could to help this guy, and he was no longer a threat to himself or others. But just a few minutes ago, he was unconscious because of an overdose, a few hours ago. And that's problematic to us as law enforcement officers when we see that how lightly mental health issues are being treated as a nation and how few resources the communities have to deal with these. And I don't blame the hospital for this. It's they do what they're allowed to do. And once they've done everything they can do, all they can do is let this person go. And they get them through the crisis and they go back out in the community. And I'm sure in a couple days or a couple weeks, we'll be dealing with the same individual again with similar issues.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the State Bank of Bussey, Pella Precast Products, Ulrich's Meat Market, Great Western Bank, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, Chief Jim Mitchell and the Knoxville Fire and Rescue, and Horns Ferry Hideaway Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Sims Custom Wash, McDonough's Family Auction Service in Sheraton, Culver's in Pella, the Pella Police Department, and Prudential First of Pella Realty.
I continued my conversation with Chief Dan Lasada and Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. Are there any other aspects of training that you would like to see? Any other training that you'd like to implement?
I think working in the schools the last few years, we've been doing a lot more of the, along the same lines of ALICE, but just active shooter preparedness. I feel that a lot of law enforcement officers are getting good training in preparing themselves for an active shooter situation. Hopefully we never have to see anything like that in our community, but I do think it's important that officers know how to react and how to respond to something like that. Some officers in our department and surrounding communities, they go to numerous different trainings of this, kind of get some different tools under their belt. However, it's not all the same. I think what some officers I've heard talk about is it'd be great is if all the officers in the area knew how to work with one another and had the exact same training or just more of it. Some officers just choose not to go to that training. But that's one area I think we need improvement in, yes.
Well, another thing you have to do is you have to train the general public, too, in these situations, right?
Yeah, awareness. Public awareness is huge. We're lucky in that we can use social media now to help put out some of these training messages. We don't have to do the training ourselves if we can start pointing people in the right direction. And there are so many videos and things out there on the internet. And whenever one of these incidents happens, there's so much public awareness of it that's good for us because we have people come to us asking for the training, and we're glad to present it. But you have to be able to get to a position where you know how to take care of yourself. Recently, we've had a rash of scam reports, and that's a good illustration of this. Nothing has changed in scams since the last 30, 40 years. We're seeing the same type of things over and over again. But until they hit you, people don't believe it's real. So we continually put out the information about if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If you didn't enter a contest, you can't win it. That guy really doesn't have $70 million he wants to give you. Things of that nature. But we still have people falling for it. And it's people of all ethnicities, socioeconomic status. I've had attorneys and doctors fall for these scams, as well as people that are in the lower income levels. So that's the sad part here. Let's get wise. Educate yourself. If you have any questions about something, ask somebody else about it. Get some second opinions. Don't think that you know everything. I'm the first one in this department to say I don't know everything. I'm continually asking my guys for thoughts and advice just to make sure that we're doing things the best way we can. That's best for not just this department, but the community and the officers themselves.
Is there anything that you think the community could do to help the police department with their efforts?
I think just being more aware. I think we do have a pretty good community where if they see something, they're coming forward and talking to us about it. I think that definitely needs to continue. There's probably all kinds of things that are going on in our community that we don't even know about, that it would just take a simple phone call or talking to an officer about. I know I appreciate it whenever I just return a phone call to somebody and they want to give me some information, whether it's about drugs or something else that's going on around town. It doesn't take that much time, and it's knowledge that we can gain from somebody.
One of my biggest frustrations is we frequently get calls from people saying, you know, a couple weeks ago at 3 o'clock in the morning, I happened to get up because for some reason, I looked out the window and saw someone going through a car across the street from me. I thought it was suspicious, but I just went back to bed. And now yesterday I finally found out that my neighbor had some stuff stolen out of his car. Well, you saw something that didn't look right. Why didn't you call us? When you see something that doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right, make the phone call the police department. If it's legitimate, if it's that guy that locked his keys in his car or at 3 o'clock in the morning happens to be getting in his car, that's fine. But if it's something else, you might have saved your neighbor quite a bit. And how would you feel if you found out your neighbor saw this and it was your car that was broken into? So take the time, if you see something that doesn't look right, to make a phone call. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to tell us who you are. Just tell us, I saw this guy, he was messing around with a car parked over in this area, this is what he looked like, you might want to go check him out. And we'll go check him out.
Thanks to Chief Lasada and Training Officer Keller for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.